Chatting with Cherubs.
Hello and welcome back to Chatting with Cherubs. It's episode 67. I'm Morgan Rees and I'm here with the amazing, almost sweaty. He's about to go sweating, I think. It is the amazing
Josh Jones.
Hey. Yeah,
I didn't tell you I was working out. Could you tell by these gym shorts?
Yeah, I can see by the gym shorts.
Yeah, I'm going climbing at 12.
When are you not climbing?
I climbed yesterday. Oof. And right, so I'm going to the company have different ones and we're going to a different one today. But the main one we go to, I don't know if I should say this, he's not going to listen to it. I don't think he'll ever know this. But there's a guy who works there, right?
Who's okay.
He's straight. He has to be. And this could be
why does
offensive.
He have to be?
Well, this could be offensive to gay people and to straight people. I think this could offend everybody.
Yeah.
But I really don't think a straight person, a queer person in general would wear those jeans.
What about them?
They're very just like boxy, like he dresses okay from the top up, but he has these jeans there. He's just straight. He just has straight boy vibes.
Yep, but straight leg jeans are well in now. Like I've started wearing them.
No, but they're not like fashionably. They're not.
No.
They're not.
No. Okay, they're interesting. Not. These are jeans for ease.
Yeah, they're just like he's straight, but he wouldn't have a girlfriend because he wouldn't be wearing those jeans. But apart from those jeans, because I don't want to upset him, he's a very handsome man, right? So
yeah.
He always like speaks to me and I go with Jenny, so he'll like chat to us. And Jenny's always laughing because I get the jive. I don't know what to say.
Do you go like, do you just laugh at everything they say?
Well, like, I'm more just like, because they're talking about climbing and stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, right, yesterday, so we were talking about, because Jenny is trans and stuff, so we're talking about, she was talking about like a queer woman's climbing thing that they do at the place or whatever. And then they were saying that, and I was saying how when I went, they were a bunch of like gay men there. I've told you this story when there was like a gay group and one of them said, was trying to get me to join the group. And he said to me, oh, you'll really like it. It's just a bunch of like average looking gay guys. Basically,
ooh, that's a bit full on.
Average looking.
That's so mean.
I told the guy who works there this story. And he was like, I think you're very good looking. And I went, thank you so much. And then Jenny said, she'd never seen me climb a wall so fast. She said I was up the wall so quick. I got dead embarrassed. I went, thank you so much. And sat climbing.
I need to get away from this situation.
Yeah, so I was like, I need to be like 20 feet in the air, get away from it.
That's so funny. I would love to have seen you cartoonishly quick up the...
She said it, and it was like quite, because obviously, if no one's ever been climbing, like, it starts off, there's like easy ones, and then it gets harder. And this was like, I wasn't an easy route to climb. But I was like, the motivation of being embarrassed in front of a cute guy.
Yeah.
I climbed that wall so quick. I was like,
bye. Like Looney Tunes running away.
Yeah. And I walked in yesterday with like a shoebox because before climbing, I went and bought some new climbing shoes because my other ones are not that great. So I went and had some properly fitted ones because I'm so boring.
Oh my God.
I went and got my shoes.
You're like me and running.
Some like proper climbing shoes. I know. He was like, oh, have you got some new climbing shoes? And I was saying like, Jenny was like, oh, he had to like, he was like, practicing standing on his tiptoes on the stairs, and he was like walking about trying around. He was like, and then he was like, "Oh, I would have loved to seen it." And then Jenny was like, "Oh, he would have loved to seen it." And I was like, "John, Jenny."
You can at his place.
I hope he doesn't see this, because then I'll have to find a new climbing place. But yeah,
by the sounds of things, no.
He's definitely straight, because then there was like a really hot girl in there, and I saw the way he was speaking to her. Also, he's just really nice. What I've known, me and Jenny were speaking about it, was like, it's so mad when like someone's so nice that you're like, God, like, he's such a great guy. He makes him seem so attractive. It's like, not everyone should be nice.
That
but it's
night.
Like, when a man in particular is nice, you're like, yeah. What a rare diamond in the rough,
Jerry. It's the bar for men is so low.
Low, yeah.
If they say please and thank you, they might as well be reciting a sonnet.
Yeah, and I was like, God, you can tell he was raised well. He was raised well, very well, and he is really nice to everyone. But yeah, he'll like come and chat to us. But
I think that speaks volumes to you, Josh, in a lovely way, is the fact that I can tell that you like someone, because usually someone comes back from like me seeing someone they fancy, go, oh, they're so funny, oh, they're so mysterious, oh, they're so charming. Yeah. And you just went, they were raised good.
Yeah, they were raised good.
But it's so lovely.
I think, because I've been speaking to my therapist a bit about it, about how... You might have noticed a pattern going on, but with some of my ex-lovers, I quite like the moody ones who are quite moody, and then the nice every so and often. But then when they're nice, you're kind of like, oh my God, they're the best person in the world. It's like, no, you can be nice every day. So now I'm starting to figure out, like, oh yeah, you could just be good in general.
I remember when you were dating that guy, and the whole thing go, oh, he's so nice. And then you would say all these things, you just go, oh, they're just checking in.
Yeah, he's like, oh, he's just seeing if I'm okay. And I'm like, oh, he's so lovely. And I don't want any ex in particular, if they listen to this, to be like, I'm not slagging yous off, yous are great guys. But now I want someone who's like, not in a mood. Do you know what I mean? Don't get me wrong, it's really sexy, like a moody guy being like, ugh, like that is sexy. And when it comes to sex, that's, I do kind of like that, like when they're a bit mean to me. But now I think I want like a nice, really nice guy.
Do you want someone like in Bridgerton sort of thing? That sort of loveliness and doting on you.
But Bridgerton, like, so the first series, was he a count? The guy in the first, yeah. So the main couple in the first series, he was a bit standoffish with her. And then also with the second guy, he was a bit like, it wasn't like nice all the time. So I think, because of Bridgerton, we're used to like seeing relationships on TV, like the romantic lead is like this hot guy. Yeah. He's basically my ex, like a hot guy who is nice, but he's very busy with work. And then yeah. you like come in with your little fantasy, like la la la, and he's like, I'm working. And you're like, oh no, but then he'll apologize with flowers. And then you're like, everything's great, boob job. And then you just like tit wank him off. And then that was basically, that's how like all these like romantic leads, if you look at them, it's always like a busy man with a busy job.
Yeah. And then he's got no time for love.
Yeah, but he's like hot, but mysterious. Now I just want a guy who's like, hey, let's watch a film, let's get on, yeah. Let's have a laugh. I don't want any...
Let's get on.
No, I really need to... I am a stand-in.
Let's get some meals, not argue, have a good time.
Chatting with cherubs.
Okay, here's one. Could you go out with someone that is like a hardcore Tory?
What, like super right wing?
Super right wing.
They
treat you like an angel. They are a riot when you're together. They treat your family and friends with loads of dignity.
Do you not remember when I was dating that guy in London for a couple of months, and I was like, the one who was a rugby player, and I was like, God, he's fit. And his family aren't Tory, but he had just become a Tory himself. But I didn't know he was Tory.
How interesting. What a way to go.
Until a couple of dates in. And I remember being like, at the moment, he's not said anything that's like, you know. And we might have a few different... He seemed very centre Tory at the time.
And when did the alarm bell start?
Well, on the last date, we went out and he started being quite transphobic. And I was like, okay, well, this is done.
Yes, good on you. Went to a drag show. And just went, okay, we can never go here again.
Yeah, he just said some stuff that was like... Because I do think, you know, some people can be centre-right or centre-left, and it can work. But I don't know if I'm too left. But, I don't know. We never speak about politics on here.
No, I think we never, ever speak. I think it's kind of... I think our politics are on our sleeve, really, isn't it?
Yeah, we speak about... We speak about it just us, but not, like... on the podcast.
No, that's because I think sometimes we recognise the fact that we've got a platform, and sometimes when you have a platform, you need accountability and facts.
Yeah.
And we do not have facts, do we?
I think that we agree on everything as well, apart from the monarchy. You're anti-monarchy, I'm undecided.
I am a big anti-monarchist. Yes, I am. And I have strong opinions about people that are monarchists.
I'm swayed by each episode of The Crown.
and it's exactly that I'm on about.
Yeah. Do you know what, though? I've kind of warmed to a little bit. Diana fans, don't come and get me.
Camilla
looks a bit fun to me.
Yeah, like, I'm going
to... If I had to drink with a royal family member, it would be Camilla.
Do you know what? I'm 100% on board with that. Did you see all those memes going around on the day of the king's coronation? Of it's all memes of Camilla just sat down smiling. It was just going. It worked.
Yeah.
She played the long game, but it worked.
Chatting with cherubs.
Can I ask you a question that will get you riled up? And it takes us off politics. Would you say, hands down, that Wales are better at rugby than England?
Oh, not at the moment. I hate to say it, not at the moment. We are bad.
Oh, do you watch it?
Yeah.
I've never seen you watch it.
I watch the internationals. I'll be honest, I don't follow the Pro 12.
What's the difference between Union and the other one?
Union is what are they called? They're not called rounds. You have as many phases of play. You have X amount of phases of play, and there's no really scrums. It's really streamlined. It's really quick. You've got to have some stamina for league. It is out of the charts. I think it's 12 players rather than 15 as well.
Oh, I thought one was like contactless.
You're thinking of touch rugby.
Yeah. What are the ones where you're at school and they put like two ribbons on your shorts?
Touch rugby.
Yeah. I'll play that one. But yeah, I'd rather avoid the violence. I'm more of a Laser Quest gal than a paintball gal.
Oh, really? Sure. Just blind them with infrared.
I got shot with a paintball right in the ass when I was a teenager.
Is that what turned you gay?
No, he came over and shot me right in. Do you know like where the top of, like, the bone is at the top of
the coccyx.
Yeah, that. So it wasn't even on a cheek, like, to which could give it a bit of padding. It was on, like, this. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember that growing up? Did you ever go paintballing and somebody would bring their own paintballs?
No. Yeah. Can you do that? Well, that doesn't seem legal. What if they've, like, froze them?
Well, that's the thing. I remember that's what we always used to have, because it used to be like everyone used to run out of paintballs too quick, because, you know, your children, you're given a gun.
Yeah.
So obviously straight away when you're in the battleground, when you're in the terrain, it's just... I think, oh, I'm out.
A paintball gun would be wasted on me now. Just start doing a bit of interior design, probably.
This needs redoing.
Chatting with Cherubs.
I went to, I was in Chester. We just missed, we were in North Wales. We missed each other by a day, didn't we?
Yeah, I was in Chester the day before you was in Chester.
I tell you what, I killed the day. I went up Snowdonia. Good God, I haven't been up there since I was a kid. It is gorgeous.
Yeah.
It is so breathtakingly gorgeous.
I thought that was in Aberystwyth.
No, Snowdon's in Snowdonia.
Where's that?
North Wales, right by Bangor. Yeah.
Is Aberystwyth not in North Wales?
It's close, but, you know, it's,
yeah,
you know.
Bangor. Well, I remember driving from Bangor to somewhere, and then I saw that mountain.
Oh, it was breathtaking. I went up to it. I was like, oh, I wonder if I've got time to walk it. Idiot, it takes 7 hours. I didn't have time to walk it.
I would love to do that one day.
Oh, me and the other half are planning on doing it. Come up with us.
Well, that's a bit of a long time to be third wheeling 7 hours, though, isn't it?
Oh, no, don't worry at all.
Does he have any people he can set me up on? We can do a blind date. Does he know any nice people?
We do know some nice people, actually.
Northern tradesmen.
Ooh, I can do a call out if you want.
What, on your Instagram? No, yeah. Thank you. I'll get murdered.
What brilliant place to hide the body, Snowdon.
Yeah, well, I'm on the apps now, and people do
Uber Eats, Deliveroo.
People do know you. So,
oh, really?
Yeah. But then, like, I don't know. I'd rather them tell me they know me on the apps rather than let it out on a date. I think that's a bit weird.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But another thing that happened in Chester, because I had the whole day to kill, and there was a pub across the road from the venue. I think it was a gay pub, or, you know, I had the flag. So I went, oh, I'll pop in there, have a shandy. And it was like, and there was a guy, and do you know what? We were talking about, like, you wouldn't know someone is gay by appearance, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But this guy, I'm talking just like big, stocky dude, you know, spider web, neck tattoo, this sort of thing. And just no hint of campness in their voice. And they were just, it was just a group of men talking like that. And then one of them was asking, going, oh, so what is it to that then? Greg, what are you wearing? And he was saying, oh, I've got this new PVC bit. He went, bloody hell, what's he doing when you're all done with that? And there was just all these just group of men being really blokey, talking about, like, going, talking to this, clearly it must be a drag queen out of drag.
Yeah.
And they were all just in awe of the fact that they make it themselves, they do it themselves. And it was so refreshing and heartwarming to just see this blokes just talking about that. Like, it's no problem.
Yeah. I think, do you know when you're hanging about with straight people, feel straight lads ask me about bumming more than anybody else.
The forbidden fruit, though, isn't it?
Yeah, like...
You always want what you can't have.
Like, obviously, we've got loads of straight mates, and on the Northern circuit in particular, it's loads of just, like, Northern blokey comedians, like laddie lads. And I get on with them all, but they always ask me about bumming. I don't even bring it up. Like, my favourite is when he's like, what's it like? Yeah, I like it. It's good. That's why I do it.
Yeah, you can't say what want to find out.
Yeah, but they're like, oh, I'd never do that. I'm like, I'm not trying to make you. Like, you brought it up.
Yeah, you brought it up. Yeah, that is so. What's bumming like? It's like this. Oh, I'd never do that. Why are you asking then?
Yeah, why are you bumming? But I do find they find it so fascinating.
Well, I tell you what, it is like, well, like me, you know, I only top really, but and I was saying that to my straight mates, some of the rugby lads and some of the Kemenge boys, and those of them going, oh, Mox, we all have fingers up our bums. Grow up.
Yeah.
And it's so funny hearing my straight mates telling me to grow up and put something up your bum.
Do you not even have a finger?
No. I've got no yearning for it, but maybe I just need to give it a go.
Do you like getting rimmed?
No.
Oh, I love... I don't want to say what I'm into. I'm going to keep something to myself.
Yeah, let's have some things that are intimate and personal.
Yeah. I fucking live for rimming.
Yeah. Oh, well, I love to do the rimming. It's like dying in the dark.
I just like to have a point where it's like, well, I can lie down for a bit.
I found that out as well when I turned 30.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, do I like having sex or do I just like lying down?
Yeah. I do a lot more lying down blowjobs when I'm like, when you're in your 30s. I used to be like on my knees and all that sort of stuff. Or like, you know, I go lie back, go down on them. Now I lie down, I'm just like, just fucking throw it in my mouth. That's moving.
Like a seal with fish.
Yeah. I'll just lie here like, you fuck my head and leave. I can't be asked moving.
Maybe that bring
I'm injured
that up in therapy.
From climbing.
Yeah. You should. Yo, God, that must have something to do with the hand jobs and blow jobs. Now, all those callusters on your hands.
I know. I am getting calluses.
Must be like sandpaper now.
I know. I need to sort it out before I meet the love of my life because I'm going to fucking burn his dick off with this.
He's going to have the smoothest dick known to man.
The opposite side of your knuckles? Like, so your knuckles are there, like where your knuckles are on the inside of your hand.
I know exactly what you mean, but the bit where your palm meets your finger. I don't know what that bit is called.
Mate, they're fucking rock hard. Honestly.
Yeah, me too.
Mine are like proper. I've got like fucking builder's hands now from all the climbing. But I'm not even banging anyone at the moment. So
one day you'll meet a nice guy that you get on with.
Just burning my own dick off with my calluses, really.
That's so funny. That's where you're bottom. There's no dick left.
I know. Yeah.
Chatting with Cherubs.
Everyone I've been with recently, like all my exes have been like weird dom tops. I've never been like, oh, I'm just a bottom. I used to top a bit. So I would like to verse. I haven't, because I've not topped in so long, but I would like to mix it up a bit again.
Yeah.
I mean, no. Don't get me wrong. I love getting being a bottom.
Famously
like,
so.
But, you know, I'm a thespian. I can play many different roles.
Yeah.
I can get in character. I can come in a balaclava.
Oh, imagine.
Yeah. That scares me. Do you know, like, people do it and everyone does what you want to do. But do you know when they're like, it's, if you're on an app or whatever, and let's be honest, Grindr. Say you were on Grindr and it were like, come to my house. The door's open, the lights are off. I'm like, I'm going to get stabbed. I'm too scared. I've seen too many horror films to walk into that situation.
Yeah, I am. I'll be honest with you. When I was a younger man, I went to someone's house that was like, you know, just the door's open, come in for me. And but obviously, you don't know where you're going.
You walk into the nana's room. Sorry, wrong room.
Just looking at the photo and looking at her nan's face going, it can't be. Turn around, he's the same person. But I remember when I went to this person's house that was like, you know, face down, ass up, just doors open, fuck me. But obviously I don't know where I'm going because they're not there to guide you to their room. So it was so unsexy because what they must have heard is the door open and just me going, hello?
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 Yeah.
Can go, where are you? As if we're playing hide and seek. Hello.
And it's then just you like you come and you're like, tag, your turn.
You're it. You've got it. Imagine. Just
I was like, especially when I first started dating someone, I was like the opposite of that. For the first couple, like first year especially, I was like, I'm not like gonna put myself in danger. So I'd meet people for the first time from like an app or whatever, and then I'd be like, just to let you know, I've shown my friends a picture of your face and they know where I am.
That's petrifying.
So if I go missing, and I said that for like my first 5 dates, and I told my friend and she was like, no, you don't tell them you're doing it. And I was like, oh. So I was going on dates, like, I've told them, they know where I am, and I've shown them your profile, so... And
that's a Josh, that's psychopathic. Imagine
no,
those poor people.
No, but it was more just, I was like, if you try and kill me, there's a paper trail. They're coming
for you. Yeah, show the receipts.
Yeah.
If I'm not back home by 6 o'clock, the police are going to be called.
I didn't really realise that that was a weird thing to do.
Yeah, I've never done that. I should have done that after a couple of the creeps I've met up with. But, God.
Chatting with Cherubs.
We're sort of coming up to the time now. I think we've had a couple of great spots as well. Josh, anything to plug?
Do I? Oh, yeah. My tour is still on. I'm in Leek on Saturday, right? Manchester's sold out. So then the rest of my tour is when I get back from Australia. I've only got 4 dates. It'll be in Warrington, Barton, Uponumba, Stourbridge and Huddersfield. And then once they're done, this tour is done. So get tickets to that if you want to come to that. And then once that's done, I'll be having work in progress shows on sale because I'm getting ready to do a new show because I'll be at the Edinburgh Fringe this August with a brand new show. Boom.
Excellent. I can't wait to see it. I am also on tour May and June this year. Turn in thirsty. Go to my website for tickets. Also, if you're in London, please come. They're selling like secondhand toothbrushes. I'll be honest with you. So we're... But we'll get there.
You're panicking. You'll be fine. Yeah. But
we'll be good.
Please buy tickets to a show. Otherwise, I'm going to have to fucking deal with him crying every day.
Yes, please. And also, if you guys have enjoyed the podcast, we would love it if you signed up to Patreon. The starting tier is £3. We'd only expect £3, to be honest. It just really helps us tick this podcast over. We have such fun doing it.
It just pays for us to pay for Matt, who edits it. Really?
Yeah, so we would love just to not lose money on it.
And like and share it, send it people, you know.
And I think we've just got the setup right now so we can actually get some clips out again. So fingers crossed we'll be doing those soon. But also, guys, do get in touch with us at the podcast at chattingwithcherubs@gmail.com. It'd be lovely to see you. Episodes every Thursday. Josh, it's been a delight. Guys, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Chatting with Cherubs.